Symphonies generally have four movements. What's a movement? Well, a movement is simply an independent piece that works oftentimes, if there are multiple movements in a symphony or concerto, with other movements. They are independent, yet they are complementary. Think of, for example, a sculpture garden. You might have four independent sculptures in there, but they relate to one another, and they make some sort of special sense to one another. So symphonies have these four movements, and they usually operate in the following way: a fast opening movement, a slower, more lyrical second movement, then a third movement that's derived from dance, and then a fourth movement. That's sort of, again, up-tempo, a fast, emphatic conclusion. Let's see how these play out by means of a quick review of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. So all we're going to do here is go from the beginning of the track for the first movement to the second movement and so on. And, well, let's just start here by way of refreshing our memory, the beginning of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And that beginning gives us a good opportunity to make a distinction between two types of melody, between this idea of a motive and a theme. Both are sort of subsets of melody, if you will. As I say in the textbook there, the beginning of the Beethoven Fifth is something like a musical punch in the nose, sort of grabbing you here, hitting you in the face, whatever, musically. It's not a very long idea. How many notes are there in this opening gambit? How many pitches? Four. Short, 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 long. Okay, so that's a classic example of a motive. A motive is just a little cell or a germ out of which the composer will build other musical material.